The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Joining me now on the line is Michelle Lynch. And the reason Michelle is with me is because of the school offer that has been put forward for her son, Gareth Barr, who is due to finish primary school next Tuesday. Michelle, you're very welcome to the show. What is the situation with Gareth and where has he been offered a school place?
Gareth is a 12-year-old boy. He's autistic and type 1 diabetic. At the moment, he's finishing St. Joseph's National School here in Athlone in autism unit on Tuesday. And I have tried every school in the Midlands to get an autism unit for Gareth for September with no luck.
So he has nowhere to go?
He's nowhere to go in his hometown or surrounding areas. And the only place we have been offered is in Glenamaddy, which is 50 kilometres away, which wouldn't be an option with his type 1 diabetes in case there's a medical emergency.
So he's due, I just want to get this right because it's bizarre. He's finishing school on Tuesday. He's wrapping up his primary education. Like the rest of his class, you expect him to start school next September, secondary school, the next kind of chapter in his life. And they say, the department says, yeah, the best we can do for you is a 100-kilometre round trip to Glenamaddy.
To Glenamaddy, yeah. Or home school for a year, as there's no units.
And is it that there are units closer but they're full, or there's just simply no units?
There's four secondary schools in Athlone. Three of them are state-of-the-art, newly built in the last 5 years. One of them has an autism unit, but their classes are full of 12 students and they have no places available. And the other three schools in Athlone have no autism units whatsoever or no room for an autism class. So the only option for parents in Athlone is to send their kids to other towns.
I mean, short of this being solved between now and September, where does that leave you and Gareth?
Leaves me looking for tutors during the summer to homeschool my child in September if there is no place available. Until an autism unit is opened or a place come available somewhere else. But travelling is not an option with Gareth with his diabetes. So I shouldn't expect a child to travel.
Well, no, the diabetes, while it's serious, is almost kind of incidental. You shouldn't have a 100-kilometre round trip, like an hour round trip just to drop your son to school.
No, just for an education, yep.
I mean, is Gareth, I don't mean this kind of question in any sort of disparaging way, but how aware is he of the problem or the situation, or what are his views on, you know, no secondary school place?
Like, Gareth knows that we're looking everywhere. He's seen me fill out application forms and get refusals, getting letters in the door, refusing places. And he's actually refusing to go to school the past 3 weeks. He's thinking, what's the point in going to school if I've no school in September? So he's just actually lost interest now at the moment, and he loves school. Like, he's super, super intelligent. He loves his history, his geography, his art, computers. Like, I don't know. I want my son to have an education, but I can't get it for him.
So he's been home then for the last 3 weeks because of this?
Yeah. He's just totally refusing to go to school. Like, I get up at 7:30 every morning and I call him. I have his breakfast ready, his insulin's ready. All right, set, go, and he just totally refuses to go. You can't see a point in going to school.
And I mean, you mentioned the education, right? And that's kind of first and foremost. But I'm conscious as well, like most people when they go from primary to secondary, they'll stick with some of their class. There's always a bit of a breakup, unless you're kind of in one of the big cities and you kind of have feeder schools. But most places, you know, so you'll stick with some of your gang. If Gareth did go to Glenamaddy, I mean, he'd be in a completely different school. There'd be no one. He'd have to make a whole new set of friends, would he?
Yeah, he'd have absolutely no contact with none. All his friends would be gone. Like, local schools, his cousins are in it, his friends from the neighbourhood are in it. Like, it's all about social interaction when you've fought with them. It's nice to have people you know around you. But it could set him back big time going to school where he's no friends, like, the journey alone is going to be daunting on him. To school, so it's just not an option at the moment.
And what have, like, when you, I'm sure you've gone back to the department and schools locally and said, listen, it's absolutely not a flyer. This isn't good enough. I mean, what's the reaction? Kind of like it or lump it, is it?
Well, it's like it or lump it, but they're saying they're talking to the Department of Education and they're promising them that they can have autism units, but it could be next year or the year after. Like, that's not good to me, or to the other 9 kids in that loan that have no places.
So the same, but just hold tight, go to Glenamaddy or homeschool, and hopefully by the time he gets to about junior cert, we might have a place.
Might have a school place. I'm sure that won't be an option for no child then. Like any length, like any child going back to school after summer holiday or Christmas holiday, anxiety sets in. Their whole routine is out the window. But child out school for over a year to 3 years, it's a no gamer. It's not happening. They won't go to school. Mm.
Particularly, I'm struck, a child like Garrett, you know, who's autistic and has those, you know, additional needs, and for whom that routine is probably very important, and it's really important to keep on top of the socialisation.
It is, yeah. They're prone to routine. Routine is what suits them. And if their routine is broken, the child is broken. The parents are broken. There's nothing. We're fighting every day for an education for our kids, fighting for the best. We have to fight for autism units from baby school to primary. We have to fight now from primary to secondary. We're going to keep fighting, and we will fight, because it's not fair on our kids. Our kids deserve an education the same as every other child in the country. Just because you have extra needs does not mean that you have to be singled out. And it's just so unfair.
Well, we got on to the Department of Education, and it's kind of confusing, actually, that the statement that to talk about the amount of money they're spending in excess of $2 billion, 25% of the department's budget, on providing a wide range of schemes and supports for children with additional needs. They talk about SNAs and special education teachers and the like, and they say they're, you know, committed in conjunction with the NCSE to continue to work with parents, school patrons, etc. An additional primary special class for the Athlone area is opening in September 2022, which is good news, but too late for Gareth. He's already through primary school.
Yeah.
But then they say, which will provide 6 additional places, subject to demand, an additional post-primary special class will also be established for September 2022. So it sounds like they're saying, like, if there's demand there, we'll do it. As you said, there's 9 other kids, it sounds like, in this category. So the demand is there. I'm not sure if the department have gotten that message. We'll stick on top of it. Michelle, we'll talk to you again soon, and hopefully we have positive development in this regard. Michelle Lynch, whose son Garrett is, as you heard her described there, faced with either homeschooling or a 100-kilometre round trip a couple of times a day to get to school come September. Plenty still to come on The Hard Shoulder today. We are going to be talking...
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.